Kukhulu ukwethembeka kukaNkulunkulu.
Indeed, the faithfulness of our Lord is great.
Mangicabanga uLouis.
I think of Louis.
Impela singawaphinda kaningi lamagama athi impela kukhulu kwethembeka kukaNkulunkulu kumuntu.
We can truly say that over and over how great God's faithfulness is to men.
Singakaqhubeki kakhulu nje sicela ukucela uBaba Engelbrecht uUncle Vene eze phambili asivulele inkonzo yethu ngomthandazo.
We ask Mr. Engelbrecht to come forward, Uncle Vene to come and open for us in prayer.
Eseza nje angisho nje ihlotsheni zalaba abashadayo abanye bazomangala ukuthi kwenzakalani ngathi kumshado lo umsindo owani manje.
And especially if there are some relatives of the bridal couple, if you hear this noise, just to explain what it's all about.
Injabulo ke lakwaZulu kaningi sikhombisa kanjalo ngokukikiza, khombisa ukuthi hayi umshado kuyashadwa.
Yeah, KwaZulu is it's the way to show your joy, and you just can't hold in your joy.
Bebe khombisa nje injabulo ngenxa yokwazi laba abasha nopotolo zomncane.
And it's really just to be happy and really enjoy the day with these young people.
Amakhwela ke kodwa wona ayasiwazi acisha ngene nje ngopotsho. Enkonzweni hayi aswabethi thina amakhwela ke enkonzweni.
It's the ululation that we know, but if there was any whistling, well, that just came in by the way.
Shall we pray?
Asikhuleke.
Lord Jesus, when we sit and are gathered together like this, I'm reminded of another wedding.
Nkosi Jesu lapha ngihleli ngibuka ngakhunjuzwa omunye wemshado.
There's a wedding where you were invited to be amongst the guests.
Emshadweni lowo wena Nkosi omenywe kuwo ukuba ube khona njengesihambeli.
And you were only seen when things seemed to go wrong.
Wabonakala ngesikhathi izinto kuba ngathi ayisahambi kahle.
When the wine finished, that's when you came into the picture.
Ngesikhathi iwine seliphelile wasuqhamuka.
We invite you, Lord, to be in our midst today as well.
Siyakumema Nkosi ukuba ube khona futhi phakathi kwethu.
May we ourselves get to the end of ourselves so that you can be seen.
Kwangathi nathi singayithola sifinyelela lapha sizibona khona ukuthi asilutho ukuze wena Nkosi ubonakale.
May your blessing be upon this day.
Kwangathi isibusiso sakho singaba kulona lolusu.
Speak to us, Lord, through your word.
Ukhulume nathi ngezwi lakho Nkosi.
Whether it be by preaching or whether it be in song.
Noma ngabe lizoshunyayelwa noma ngabe likhulunywa lidluliswa ngumculo.
You have something on your heart for each one of us today.
Kukhona onakho Nkosi ngalowo nalowo phakathi kwethu namhlanje enhlizweni yakho.
And we pray that we will not hinder you to achieve your purpose in our lives for that you have planned for this day.
Kwangathi singekuthiye ngalutho ukuze ukwazi ukufeza inhloso yakho esenhlizweni yakho kulolu suku.
So once again we pray, Lord, be in our midst and glorify yourself today.
Siyacela futhi Nkosi sikunxusa ukuba ube khona phakathi kwethu zikhazimulise.
For your name's sake we pray it.
Ngenxa yegama lakho siyacela.
Amen.
Amen. Siyabonga kakhulu kuye uBaba Engelbrecht.
Thank you very much to Mr. Engelbrecht.
makwazeke nje ukuthi cha inkonzo le yentokozo inkonzo yenjabulo inkonzo yomshado kulona lowo noma olalele ekwelinyizwe noma ekhona la kuyinkonzo enhle yomshado.
Today is a joyful and happy day for everyone who is here with us, whoever is tuned in. You might be overseas. Today is a day of celebration. It is a wedding.
Siyabonga kakhulu Jan Gideon no Louis ukuthi nithande ukuthi umshado wenu ube senkonzweni, ube phambi kwebandla. Nathi sibe khona, sithokoze kanye nani.
Jan Gideon and Louis, thank you that your wedding can be here in church, where all of us can celebrate and be happy together with you.
Ngoba kaningi siyakubona abanye abasha besincinci intokozo bengathanda ukuthi sithokoze kanye nabo.
Because we see so many young people that rob us of that joy, that we can't all celebrate it together.
Umshado ke kaJan Gideon abanye bathu JP ezinye insizwe engangayo. Oh JG, ngondu JG.
This is the wedding of Jan Gideon, and especially his age, know him as JG. Among the young men, there's JG, there's JP, and there's JJ.
Le muteni ayasebenza nabo babethi ubuti. Mayiqhamuka nje lapha nangu ubuti siyothatha inkozo kelinye la.
And there where he comes from Muden, he was also known as Buti. So when they saw him, that he's coming, when they went to go take a service, they said, oh, here's Buti who's come. So now we have a young Potolos.
Siyabonga, so cela bazosilekelela ke ngeculo abacelile ukuthi siculwe. I know not why God's wondrous grace. Musa omangalisayo.
It's a song that we'll all sing together now.
Singasukuma nje sime
silicule. And please all stand up and sing together.
I know not why God's wondrous grace to me had been made known. No. Let's go.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Asicele umkhwenyana omdala wakwaPotolosi. Umnumzane uMickelbara eze phambili ukuba emukele wonke umuntu okhona ngokomthetho.
We can ask the oldest son-in-law, the Pretorius family, to please come and to welcome everybody. This is Mr. Mickelbara.
Siyabongela umndeni wakwaPotolosi.
Really, we are thankful for the Pretorius family.
Three Potolos. Impela uNkulunkulu mkhulu.
Well, good morning and a warm welcome to everyone.
Yanibonga siyanibingelela nonke.
So, as Baba mentioned, and some may not know, this is now the third wedding in the Pretorius family in the past year and a half.
Njengoba mhlambe kunenzeka abanye abazi, lo mshado usungowesithathu kwaPotolosi esikhathini nje singangonyaka nesigamu.
But only the second time that I've had the privilege to be here to welcome everyone on behalf of the family.
Kodwa kungokwesibili ukuthi ngithole leli thuba ngemukele wonke umuntu egameni lomndeni.
Being that I was excluded for the proceedings on the first wedding because it was my own wedding.
Ngenxa yokuthi phela wayengeka kwazi ukwamukela kokuqala umshado ngoba kwakungowakhe.
But it is a privilege to be able to stand here to welcome everybody on behalf of my grandmother and my parents.
Kodwa kuyinhlanhla kimi ukuba ngikwazi ukumukela wonke umuntu egameni lukagogo wami nabazali bami.
We welcome everybody, but especially those who've really traveled a long way to be with us here today.
Samukela wonke umuntu okhona kakhulukazi laba bahambe amabanga amade ukuba babe kanye nathi namhlanje.
Thank you very much for coming all the way to share the day with us.
Siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi nifike.
To the Redelinghuis family, a welcome on behalf of the Pretorius family.
As well
as all of their guests.
Nazo zonke ivakashi ezinye ikhona.
And Omar Nelly Swiegers, who's also with us. Omar Nelly Swiegers.
Is that it? Gogo Swiegers.
Oh. Yebo, no koko owa Swiegers.
And we'd just like to also make a special mention and welcome all of those who couldn't be with us today due to ill health.
Sithanda futhi ukuthi samukele kakhulu laba bangakwazanga ukuba babe khona la ngokomzimba ngenxa yesimo kesempilo.
Or perhaps where the distance they would have had to travel to be with us was just too great.
Abanye ke mhlambe ngenxa yebanga elikude kakhulu abakwazanga ukuba khona kodwa nje siyabamukela.
So I'd also at this time just like to pass on a message from Yande Brain who couldn't be with us today.
Ngithanda futhi ukwedlulisa umbiko oqhamuka kuMyande Brain ongakwazanga ukuthi naye abe khona la namhlanje.
So he said we are in his prayers and especially to the bridal couple, you are in his prayers today.
Uthi uyasikhumbula emthandazweni kakhulukazi laba bashadayo.
We also say hello to Omar and Opa Pretorius who will be joining us on live stream.
Sibingelele futhi nakumkhulu nogogo kwaPretorius abakanye nathi we live streaming.
Jong In Choi and Chloe Kim, who are also joining on live stream, they're from South Korea.
Nalabo futa se babalulile abase South Korea, baganye nathi nabo we live streaming.
We welcome and thank Reverend Stegan and all of the family.
Sammukele futhi sibonge umfundisi Stegan nomndeni wakhe.
On Ms. Dube.
Unkosazana uDube.
And Ms. Nkamo.
Unkosazana uNcamo.
We'd also like to welcome particularly Mrs. Gwala and family. She's also here with us today.
Sithanda ukuthi samukele ngokukhethekile umama kwaGwala nomndeni wakhe abakhona nabo la kanye nathi.
And Prince Butelezi's oldest granddaughter who's also with us today.
Ne nomzukulu kamntwana wabaphinda ngene okanye nathi naye la namhlanje.
And then just a welcome to all of the members of the congregation and anyone else who may have joined us for today.
Samukele futhi na wonke amalunga ebandla na wonke umuntu okhona nje ofikile kuba kanye abe kanye nathi namhlanje.
Thank you that you can be with us to celebrate the day.
Siyabonga ukuthi nibe kanye nathi ukuba sibe nalomgubo omuhle kangaka.
So please enjoy it, enjoy your time here with us.
Sengathi ningathokoza kakhulu nithokozele lesi sikhathi sokuba kanye nathi.
And enjoy the celebration of this day.
Now shado wonke niuthokozele.
Thank you very much.
Siyabonga kakhulu. Siyabonga kakhulu kuyena u Mr. Michael Barre. Ngokusamukela kholo ukuthi nizwe kahle ke samukelekile sonke.
Thank you very much to Mr. Mikobro for welcoming us, and I think we all feel welcome.
Baningi abakhona umuntu ababonayo nje njengoba umuntu ekwazi ukuma la.
As you have the privilege of standing here, there are so many people you see.
Cela ningivumele ngithi welcome Gerta. Good to see you. Siyabonga kakhulu kushuthi njengamanje sesocela ke choir ekwasiza abantu isiculele emva kwalokho ngeke ngisasho lutho olunye sesoshiyela ke ku Dr. Van Eerden.
We will ask the kwasiza abantu choir to come sing for us. Thereafter I won't get up again. We'll leave it over to Dr. Van Eerden.
Well friends, this is another day of glorious victory for God and His kingdom. And I say that because a large part of what I'm going to say are texts and messages that came from the bridegroom. And as you listen to these texts and the messages, you will find out it is simply the testimony, net bloot eenvoudig die getuienis van Jan Gideon.
Ushuthi njoba nilalele niyozwa ukuthi okuningi kubufakazi bempilo yakhe umkhwenyana uJan Gideon.
And getting married is just simply a natural next step in his testimony of following the Lord.
Ukushada lokhu namhlanje kuyisinyathelo esilandelayo kubufakazi bakhe bokuphilela uNkulunkulu.
And I trust that it's the same with Louise.
Ngiyathemba futhi ukuthi kunjalo nakumakoti uLouise.
So Louise, hierdie is die laaste tyd wat jy as Louise Pretorius bekend sal staan.
But except for the Zulus, they'll still have the Pretorius.
AmaZulu basazo sho ma Pretorius noma ma Pitolos.
But yes, the Zulus will still call her Ma Pretorius, Ma Potolos.
And then you know on my cell phone. I don't get time to change the surnames whenever somebody gets married. So if I would get a call from her, it will still say Pretorius Louise calling.
Maar
sinds Louise is het van nou af, als ons klaar is met die procederen, met die proces, Louise Redlinghuis. Why am I so excited about this marriage? Because it's a proclamation of the gospel of our dear Lord Jesus Christ. Because as you were listening, you will be listening to this message, you will realize that Christ is the center and the driving force behind this marriage.
kulomshado
wanamhlanje. And that's how it should be.
Bekumele vele ukuba kube njalo.
And if we allow God, he will make it like that, even if it isn't like that.
Futhuma simvumele uNkulunkulu uyokwenza kuba njalo kube njalo noma mhlambi bekungenjalo ukuqaleni.
In revival, it's not about the couple, the husband to be and the wife to be. It's about Christ, our Lord, and his salvation.
De
Opagroeki van James Hudson Taylor, the great-grandfather of James Hudson Taylor, who was responsible for the salvation of the souls of hundreds of thousands of Chinese.
Umkhulu kaHudson Taylor, lo Hudson Taylor owaba umshumayeli umfundisi sithunywa ngaye kwaphenduka inkulungwane zabantu baseChina.
He lived and he was getting married during the time of the revival of John and Charles Wesley and George Whitefield.
Yena wayephila futhi washada ngesikhathi semvuselelo yoCharles noJohn Wesley.
He was a great party man. He had his little violin, and whenever there was a party, he would be playing the violin, and the people would be dancing and drinking and enjoying themselves. Then the time came for him to get married to Betty Johnson. And on the day of the wedding, everything was ready. The man who had to ring the bell was standing ready at the church to ring the wedding bells. The bride was there, but James Taylor was nowhere to be seen. Friends, if we allow God to be king in our lives, he will do that. He will take that position and he will be king in our lives. What had happened is James Taylor was busy in his barn or in his shed preparing corn for his wife to be to bake bread for them.
Kwenzeka lokho akatholakali kanti ubhizi kwishedi la bebekade bebeke khona abatshalile ezama ukuthola ukolweni awuhlanganisa ukuze lo zoba umakoti wakhe abhakisiwe.
It was a few hours before the wedding. But now there's a text, I don't know, from one of the preachers in the revival that he heard, and it keeps coming up in his head.
Act
in my haste, shall the Here deen. I and my house will serve the Lord. And somehow it kept coming back. He couldn't get rid of this thought. Up to the point where it overwhelmed him. And there in his shed, he sank down upon his knees. And he cried out to God because God convicted him of his sins. Oh, how blessed is it not to be convicted of your sins? It's a blessing of all blessings. And he fell down on his knees in the shed there where he was busy working. And he cried out his sins to God. He could not bear the burden of his sins anymore. Remember, this is hours before his wedding. And then the peace of God, the forgiveness of sins, flood his soul. And the joy which he could not explain, flood his soul. And when he looked up again, he saw the sun still is already high. The wedding was supposed to have started. So he rushed, and finally here comes the bridegroom, and the wedding can start, and they all start, and the procedure carries on. Vriende, sien u wanneer ons God toelaat om die middelpunt van ons levens te wees, wat hy doen. When we allow him to become the center of our lives, he will do that. So they got married. But now there was a big surprise for Betty. Because Betty knew her husband to be as a guy that was full of fun at the parties, drinking, making music and dancing. But it didn't take long after the wedding and she realized, hang on, who's this guy I'm getting married to? This is a different person now. Ek moes een of ander groot blaps iewers gemaak het, want hierdie is die verkeerde man. I should have made, you understand. That evening, James Taylor took his Bible and said, before we go to bed, let's read the Bible. And then Betty decided, this is ridiculous, I'm carrying on with what I want to do. But he read the Bible, and he continued reading the Bible every evening, and she just, soos 'n bok wat skuif skop met al vier pote, she did not want to move forward. Until one night he grabbed her in his strong arms, carried her upstairs to the bedroom, put her on the bed, and knelt down in front of her. And he pleaded with her and said, Betty, how long do you want to refuse God his place in your heart? How long do you still want to carry your sins? They went to bed. And that night, it happened to Betty as well. That it is the biggest it that can happen in a person's life. God's Spirit visited her that night. And revealed her sins the way God was seeing it. And when she woke up from there, she knelt down and cried, God, please forgive me my sins. And then from that day on, the couple was a driving force that spread the gospel of Christ wherever they went.
Every
gemiddelde persoon kan dit aanstoot gee, or it can be offensive for the average person.
Kumuntu nje ongakwazi lokhu ngaba into emphazamisayo noma emlimazayo.
God, where do you get the guts to walk into my marriage? It's my marriage, it's about me and my wife or me and my husband.
Abe nokuthi uNkulunkulu sithathaphi isibindi sokuthi uforce nje ungene emshadweni wami.
But friends, in revival, it is all about God and God alone. This was the amazing thing that Betty said. Even though James Taylor spoke about being convicted of his sins, his face was beaming like the sun with joy whenever he spoke about it. He couldn't explain the joy and the peace he received through forgiveness of his sins. Vrienden, niks kom daarbij die vreugde van vergifnis van sonde wat ons kan kry by die Here nie. Nothing can compare to the joy of forgiveness of sins that we get from the Lord.
Akukho esingakuqhathanisa nobukhulu bokuthethelwa kwezono esikutholayo kuNkulunkulu.
And in that respect, the testimony of young Gideon, as I'll be reading it and sharing here and there something from it, testifies, will show to you how God was the center of his life as everything developed. And the fact that you see him sitting here today is because he's been obedient to the one and only God who's the King of Kings of his life.
And
knowing Louise, I believe it's the same with Louise. This is what Jan Gideon shared with me, because I asked him, do you have a text for today that you would like to share? And now I'll still get to the text, but let me just say this. He said to me, Albie, for years I lived a double life.
Utigimina baba utogotela imnyaga ngimnyaga bengiphila impilo embili.
I lived one life in the church before the people in the church.
Uti bengiphila enye impilo ebandleni naphambi kwabantu abasebandleni.
I lived another life when I was with my friends.
Ngaphila enye impilo futhi manginabangani bami.
I lived another life when I was with my parents.
Ngaphila enye impilo mangabe nginabazali bami.
Three different lives he was living.
Impilo ezahlukene izintathu eziphila umuntu
yena. And he said, when I was alone, I had my own life, another life that I was living. Life can become very complicated if you're not honest before God and man. Because you've got to watch your footwork all the time that you don't say something in this group which they shouldn't hear and this group which they shouldn't hear, and say things which is nice for this group, and say things which is nice to this group. And then when you're all on your own, you can enjoy and whatever you like to do. Maar op 'n dag het hy dit besef. He realized on a specific day, I'm not getting the best of all these four different lives. I'm actually getting the worst.
Kodwa ngolunyusa waseqonda ukuthi kulezi impilo ezine engiyiphilayo ngingedwa angikuthola okuhla ngithola umsoco wale impilo akukho okungilungelayo kodwa kunalokho kuyonakala.
I'm not a victorious Christian.
Angiyena umKristo onqobayo.
I'm not really before my parents the son I have to be.
Phambi kwabazali bami angiyona indodana.
Somehow with my friends I don't enjoy it either. And when I'm alone, then I'm not happy either. So I actually sit with the worst of all four lives. And that, then it dawned on him, there's a way that he's got to find that he's supposed to go. And he went on his knees and he says, to his shame, because who is he? But to his shame, he challenged God. And he said, God, I give you 6 weeks to tell me the truth. What am I supposed to be and how am I supposed to get
there?
But just look at this gracious God. Here was this cheeky little man challenging God and saying, I'm giving you 6 weeks to show me what I must do. This is the gracious and humble God that we're serving. Die Here het homself nie vererg en gesê, wie denk jy is jy, dat jy my uitdaag nie? Who do you think that you are, that you must challenge me? God in His grace came down to His level. And God said to him, Young Gideon, this and this and this is where you are losing it, where you're losing me and where you're losing the joy. And you know what was his chief obstacle for having joy? A few secret pet sins, truttelsondes, wat hy gehad het. Not big things in the eyes of the world. But it was his pet sins. They were precious. And he tried for years getting rid of them, but he can't get rid of them, could not. And so he continued with them in secret when he was alone.
Kwakuyizono nje incane ezincane emehlweni ezwe.
And when he finally dealt with that, God started speaking to him more and more and showing him the walk of faith. Now he's giving me many texts. I don't think we're not going to page to all of them, but I'll read some of them to you. This is the main text from 1 Thessalonians chapter
4.
Ephesians, Galatians, Thessalonians, and then chapter
4.
1 Thessalonians 4 from verse 1, from verse 3. For this is the will of God, your sanctification, that you should abstain from sexual immorality. And that each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. Not in passion and lust, as like the Gentiles who do not know God. Now different translations have this word vessel translated in different ways. That each of you should know how to possess his own vessel in sanctification and honor. The word for vessel is the Greek word skeos. Skeos can mean three things. Skeos can just mean a vessel, a jar, a material jar. We read that when the Lord Jesus was crucified, there was a jar, a skeos, full of sour wine that was placed next to the cross. And they took a sponge full of sour wine and hyssop, and they dipped it into this vessel with the sour wine and gave it to the Lord Jesus to drink, which he refused.
So,
skeos can just mean a jar. Secondly, skeos can be your body. That's why many translations say that each one of you should know how to possess his body in sanctification and honor. We find this in 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, but don't turn there. Because there Paul says, we have this precious treasure in earthen vessels, earthen scales, so that the grandeur and the surpassing of the greatness of the power will be from God and not from ourselves.
Ngokuba uyasho lapho umpostoli Paul ukuthi kepha lengcebo sinayo isitsheni zebumba ukuze ubukhulu bamandla obukhulu kakhulu bube ngobukaNkuluNkulu bungabi ngobuvela kithi.
So again he uses the word scales for our bodies, which are an earthen vessel or a weak vessel with all kinds of sicknesses and things, so that all the glory will go to God and not for us. But in the third place, the word scales can mean the vessel can be a husband or a wife. And this is how it should be interpreted, I believe, for this text. Because he speaks of how each one of you should possess your vessel, not in passion and lust like the Gentiles. There's another place in God's word where scales means a wife or a husband. First Peter 3:7. Likewise, husbands, live with your wives and in an understanding way, showing honor to the woman as the weaker vessel, the weaker scales, since they are heirs of you, with you, of the grace of life, that your prayers may not be hindered.
Kanjalo madoda, hlalani nabo ngokwazi njengalokho esifazane esithe sibuthakathaka. Nibane kudumo lokhu beyizindlalifa zomusa ukuphila kanye nani ukuze imkhuleko yenu ingathiywa.
Remember this, Jan Gideon.
Kumbulake lokhu, Jan Gideon.
Show honor to your wife as the weaker vessel.
Nikeza udumo kumkakho njenganesitshe sithako.
Because your wife will inherit heaven with you. She's not a slave that serves you and you go to heaven and she goes somewhere else where animals go.
And
then the Bible says an amazing thing. Show honor to the wife as a weaker vessel so that your prayers will not be hindered.
Lithukumbise udumo kumkakho isitshe sithakathaka liqhubele lithi ukuze imkhuleko yakho ingathiywa.
So why are our prayers often not heard?
Ngani kuba kaningi imthandazo yethu ingezwakali na?
As a man, be very careful how you treat and how you behave towards your wife. Because maybe that is the reason why your prayers are not answered by God. Friends, this is God's picture of what a marriage should be. He doesn't use anywhere the word of love and passion and desire. But due to the influence of Hollywood, it's all about love and passion and desire when we decide whether we should marry and to whom we should get married.
Into
According to God's word, getting married is all about God, following God's will, doing it in holiness.
Kodwa ngokukaNkulunkulu indaba yomshado igcile ekulandeleni uNkulunkulu ekubeni sentandweni kaNkulunkulu ebungcweleni bakhe uNkulunkulu.
Tell me, friends, have our image of marriage not been influenced by the world, that we see marriage the way the world sees it and not the way God sees it?
Sihlobo ngitsheleni ukuthi akwenzekanga yini ukuthi indlela esibuka ngayo umshado kube indlela esingena umoya wezwe ngendlela izwe libuka ngayo umshado.
Because there are some people that are using marriage as a lucky charm.
Ngoba kukhona abanye abantu abasebenzisa umshado njengento nje yokuthola inhlanhla.
Yes, I live in immorality.
Yebo ngiphila empilweni yokonakala.
A filthy life.
Impilo engcolile.
I'm sleeping with my wife or my girl or my wife to be.
Sengiyalala nalo ozoba umkami sengashadi
naye. I'm living an immoral and accursed life.
Ngiphila impilo eyonakele eyisiqalekiso.
Dear friends, an immoral life is a cursed life. It's cursed by God.
Sihlobo impilo yokonakala esimile sonakele impilo eqalekisiwe uNkulunkulu.
So I'm living in this love, this life, and I have these passionate desires, and we have time together where we touch each other and we kiss each other and we develop affection, passion and lust in the process.
Ngiphila kuyo le mpilo le yokonakala ngihlala naye futhi lo engingakashadi naye sithola amathuba bonke okwenza zonke izinto sivumele futhi ukuba
And then we think in the end, okay, well, let's get married because that's what everybody does when they decide to permanently stay together. So getting married will wipe away all the filth, all the curses, and now God's blessing is on me because now I'm getting married.
This is a clean city, I guess, Saturday, Manje, Boba Vele, on and Telmaban Sabezo Sala, Benda Onye, a Saturday, Besa, Morok Saturday. Sikhole ukuthi zonke izinto ezenzile ekuqaleni konakala neziqaliso sifake kuzona zizosuka.
You've never confessed your sin of immorality and sleeping together.
Kodwa nikaze nisivume leso sono sokuziphatha ngesimile sonakele nokuze futhi nihlangane endaweni ningekashaya.
You've never made restitution and go to people and say, people, I'm repenting. I've lived an immoral life before you. You've seen me with my girlfriend going around. That's how we get God's blessing. By confessing our sins and then repenting and making restitution, everybody that has seen me living this immoral life, apologizing to them. But no, I think as long as I get married, then suddenly all the filth is gone, the immorality is gone. Suddenly God's curse upon my life is gone because I've now gone and I got married. And marriage is like a lucky charm that suddenly brings good luck to me, and now I can have a family and I can bring my children into this world. And they can grow up in the context of a nice family, and everything will go hunky-dory, and everything will be well before us, because I've used the charm of getting married. You know, suddenly now I'm married, and everything's okay.
Umshado uphenduke manje umuthi wenhlanhla ukuthi awu ngoba sengishadile konke okudala kudlulile thethelele kusele ngemuva sengingahlala manje ngithokoze nomndeni wami nezingane zami.
And all the Christians are supposed to accept me as now okay because I'm married. What more do you expect? I'm married.
manje ke nabakholwa sekumele bangamukele bakhohle ukudala ngakwenza ngishadile phela manje kumele bangamukele njengomuntu oshadile.
But you've never repented from that. You've never confessed it as a sin. You've never apologized.
Kodwa ukazi uphenduke kulezo zenzo zakho, awukazi ukuvumela lokho njengesono, awukazi futhi ubuyisana uxolise kwabakwaziyo.
Dear friends, in God's eyes, marriage should be an act of faith.
Sihlobo emehlweni kaNkuluNkulu umshado kumele kube isinyathelo nesenzo sokukholwa.
Marriage should be something I do under the guidance of God. God leads me to get married.
Umshado kumele kube into engiyenza ngokukholwa uNkulunkulu, kube uNkulunkulu ongiholela emshadweni.
Is that not what happened to Jan Gideon?
Akukhona yini okwenzekile kuJan Gideon?
He had this walk of faith until he finally broke through to God and God helped him.
Waba nalolu hambo lokukholwa wazofinyelela uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu wamsiza.
And he says he didn't look for marriage, he didn't think of marriage, he didn't dream about marriage.
Uthi akawufunanga umshado, akawuqalazanga umshado, akawuphuphanga ngisho ukuphupha.
But God came to him and said to him, now it's time for you to get married.
Kodwa uNkulunkulu wafika kuyena wathi manje Gideon sekuyisikhathi sokuthi ushade.
But we look at marriage very often the way the world looks at marriage.
Kodwa kaningi umshado siubuka ngendlela izwe elubuka ngayo.
And we see God as a spoilsport because he's taking all the fun out of marriage and all the playing together and all the joy and the sex and the touching and the kissing before marriage.
Bese simbuke uNkulunkulu njengomuntu ozowona umshado ngoba ube ngazi ukuthi ususa yonke le ntokozo esifuna ukuyenza singekashadi ukujabula ukuthintana nakho konke.
God's word said, not in passion of lust like the Gentiles who do not know God.
Izwi likaNkulunkulu lithi kungabi ngokushisa kwenkanuko njengabezizwe abangamazi uNkulunkulu.
And people get married in the wrong way, and they think they bring glory and honor to God, and they don't realize that they are harming the image of marriage. They breaking down the marriage or the image of marriage.
Abantu bashade ngendlela zabo becabanga ukuthi ngalokho bazojabulisa uNkulunkulu kanti cha ngalokho bayasona lesithombe sihle somshado.
Nowadays, Hollywood has managed to convince us that love is the central point, the most important thing in getting married.
Kulezi insuku kabase Hollywood sebayadukisa ke bafundisa ukuthi uthando ukuthandana yona nto ekumele ibe nkulu yona nto ekumele ibhekisise uze ungene umshado.
As long as you love each other and it's a real love, then it's fine, you can get married.
Uma nje nithandana nina futhi kuuthando lwangempela kulungile shadani.
As long as you have a feeling of liking and caring for someone, tender attachment, fondness, love has become the main thing nowadays to get married.
Uma nje nina nizwa ukuthi kukhona ukuthandana phakathi kwenu, khona imizwa, khona omunye nomunye, kulungile ke shadani.
Time's running up, so I'm going to start reading more and just making a remark here and there. In response to this text that I've read, this is what the Eberfelder Übersetzung commentary of the Bible says about getting married in this way. And about how a husband should love his wife. He says, the wife must be contributing to the husband's usefulness and not emphasize his weaknesses.
Imchaze kulokho hayi kuba iqinise noma imenza ukuthi la ibuthaka khona ibuthaka kakhulu.
Remember that, Louise.
Khumbula lokho, Louise.
You must be contributing to the usefulness of Jan Gideon in God's kingdom.
Kumele ukuba ube nesandla nawe ekutheni uJan Gideon abe umuntu osebenzisekayo.
Marriage is supposed to equip the two of you to serve God better together than what you would have been able to serve Him alone.
Umshado kumele ukuba unipha amandla ukuba nikwazi manje ukumkhonza uNkulunkulu kangcono kunalokho ukumkhonza ngakho uwedwa.
God should remain the center of your marriage.
uNkulunkulu kumele ukuba uyena omi eyinsika yomshado wenu.
And don't allow carnality and lust to become the cornerstone of your marriage.
I'm
not speaking about the marriage bed. Against the marriage bed, there's something wrong with the marriage bed. No. But the marriage bed should be sanctified. This is what John Wesley says. What can be more dishonorable than for a rational soul, a soul that thinks logically, to be enslaved bodily by bodily affections and brutal appetites?
Obuka izinto ngendlela yawo ugcine usugqilazeka ngezinkanuko nezifiso zomzimba wakho.
He speaks of brutal appetites.
Ukhuluma ngokuba nezifiso ezifika kabi ngolaka.
It was a time where there was not even a dream about pornography.
Wayekhuluma lokhu ngesikhathi la indaba yokuba khona kwezithombe lezi ezibukwayo zabantu abahambaze kwasingakabikho ngaleso sikhathi.
Jan Gideon and Louise, be careful.
Kodwa Jan Gideon nawe Louise, qaphelani.
Pornography has brought in brutal appetites into the marriage bed.
Ngoba ukubukwa kwalezi zithombe zobunqunu kulethe izinkanuko eziyisihluku ngisho nasemshadweni.
And it will be in the most intimate times of a marriage that these images of brutal appetites will jump up. Lastly, God's word wants marriage to be a sign of hope. Friends, let me give you hope. God would not let us get married if there was no hope for us and our children. I know the world looks dark. Especially when Eskom is not doing their job, it's exceptionally dark. And there's crime. And there are potholes in the roads. And I've heard some people saying, watching the movies these days, saying, oh, there's no hope for us. God would not have let us to get married if there was no hope for us and our children. In Hebrews 13 verse 4, God says this. Let marriage be held in honor amongst all. And let the marriage bed be undefiled, for God will judge the sexually immoral and adulterous. Keep romantic books and romantic films out of your mind if you want your marriage to be honorable. Now, Jan Gideon didn't tell me exactly how God led him to get married. And I don't think it's relevant for all of us to know. You can later testify about that.
But
first God spoke to him in faith. Gideon, young Gideon, you've got to, in faith, get married. And then the attacks from the devil came to make him anxious. That's not a sign that you're outside God's will. If you're in God's will, he will attack you, and try to make you anxious. As he led Israel out of Egypt in faith, they were anxious because Pharaoh was chasing them and cornering them. As Nehemiah was trying to rebuild the walls of Jerusalem, they were anxious because the enemy tried to prevent them. And he said, when he was anxious, then God spoke to him. Through Psalm 24,
verse 10.
Be still.
46 verse 10
is it? Be still.
Of 46 ivesi ngeleshumi.
Yeah. Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations, and I will be exalted on the earth. So for these two people, to get married is an act of faith. Don't try to do it if your relationship with God is not right. You're going to be misled by the devil. Due to time, I'm just going to read what he said to me. He said, I did not plan this marriage. I did it because I experienced God's guidance to do it. He says a fierce attack from the devil followed to try and confuse me and make me anxious and worried. And when I cried out to God, oh, for the mystery, when we are meeting up with a crisis, the secret, not to carry it ourselves, but to cry out to God. When I cried out to God, this is the verse he gave me. Be still. And know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. He says, when he cried out to God, God gave him this verse, be still. And he thought of Peter walking on the water, climbing out of the boat, walking on the water. And in another time, when the disciples were in a storm, and the Lord Jesus stood up and said, peace, be still, and the storm stopped.
Now,
And God gave him peace. And then he says, recently the Lord gave me clear confirmation that he is in control of what is currently happening in my life. God gave him the word from Isaiah chapter 5, 25 verse
1.
Isaiah 25 verse 1, Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you and praise your name, for in perfect faithfulness you have done wonderful things. Things you planned for me long ago already.
Ncwadingeka Isaiah isahluko samashumi amabili nanhlanu verse lokuqala. Jehova ngunkulunkulu wami ngiyakuphakamisa ngidumise igama lakho ngokuba wenzile izimangaliso namasu asendulo nokuthembeka ngeqiniso izinto uNkulunkulu ayithembise kudala.
Here is my God. Ek verheerlik u naam want u het wonders gedoen. Planne uit die verre verlede bestendig en betroubaar uitgevoer. This is just the Afrikaans version of it.
Seilo lelizwe besilfunda kodwa ke selifundwa ngehumusho lesibhunu.
And he says, then you could say together with Thomas, my Here, my Lord, you are my Lord and my God.
Uthiwakwazi ukusho njengano Thomas ukuthi uNkulunkulu wami unguNkulunkulu wami.
And together with Peter he could say, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God who does wonderful things. You, O Lord, have planned this marriage long ago already. And God said to him, His grace has brought me us safe thus far. And he trusts that God will carry the two of them in their marriage forward. Then he asked this question. His plans are and ways are higher than ours. Do we know God for who he really is? Because his ways are far higher than ours. Now you can say, yeah, it's an act of faith, bro. But listen, you're taking a big chance here. It's easy to say, yes, this is an act of faith. But listen, you know what Tom's going to tell us. That's why getting married is not for a person that has not learned in everyday small things to hear the voice of God. Because nowadays you get people, they never hear the Lord's voice, but when it comes to marriage, suddenly, oh, I've heard the Lord spoken to me. You've taken this act in faith, Jan Gideon and Louise. Or I should say, you are taking it. May God bless you. May you help each other to serve God better than what you would have been if you were alone. Not to become obstacle one to the other. Not to make serving the Lord more difficult for the other one than if he was alone. That's what God has called the Christian marriage to be. So we come going to the next stage. They can come forward and then they'll take their vows.
Jan Gideon, are you testifying in front of all of us? Belei voor almal van ons dat jy glo dat die Here vir jou gesê het om met Louise te trou.
Jan Gideon, ja, vakazi yavuma phambi kwethu sonke ukuthi uNkulunkulu ukholele ukuba ushade no Louise.
Ja.
Uthi yebo.
Louise, are you testifying in front of all of us, getuig jy voor ons allemaal, dat jy glo dat die Here vir jou gesê het om met Jan Gideon te trou.
Louise, we are fagaza nawe phambi kwethu sonke ukuthi uyakholwa ukuthi uNkulunkulu othe ushade no Jan Gideon.
Yeah.
Uthi yebo.
So this is a clear answer.
Impendulo ecacile.
Let everybody know that we don't arrange meetings on this mission.
Ecacile ukuze ilona lowaqonda ukuthi la emishini asihleleli abantu imshado.
We don't tell people where you should put men, when and to whom.
Futhi asitshela abantu ukuthi shada manje, shada nobani futhi shada nini.
But because if you tell a person and it's the wrong person he or she is getting married to, they will have to live a lifetime with that person and not you who gave the advice.
Ngoba umtshela umuntu ukuthi ashade nobani, lo muntu useyohlala naleyo nkinga kuze kube sekugcineni ungasekho wena umlulekile ukuthi ashade nobani. Attendance.
Lord Jesus, Heavenly Father, here are your children.
Nkosi Jesu, Baba osezulwini, nampa abantwana bakho.
Taking this step of getting married in obedience to your guidance.
Ithatha lesi sinyathelo sokushada belalela wena Nkosi.
May your blessing be upon this marriage.
Bangathi Nkosi sibusiso sakho singaba kulo mhlaba.
May this not be an interruption in them hearing your voice.
Ngathi Nkosi lokhu ngebe isiphazamiso esibaphazamisayo ukuzwa izwi lakho.
As they start living together.
Lapho beqala behlala ndawonye.
May they continue to obey you in everything they do and say.
Ngathi Nkosi bangaqhubeka bakulalele khona konke abakushoyo nabakwenzayo.
And we pray, Lord, that lots of fruit and blessings will flow from this marriage.
Siyakhuleka Nkosi ukuthi kwangathi kulomshado wabo kungaphuphuma Nkosi izithelo ezinhle eziningi.
And who are we, Lord, to ask for your blessings?
Sobani Nkosi thina ukuthi singakwazi ukucela isibusiso sakho.
It's because you're a gracious God.
Kungenxa yokuthi uNkulunkulu onomusa.
Please show them this grace.
Siyakucela Nkosi ukuba ubavezele lo musa.
Name of Christ Jesus our Lord.
Amen. Amen.